Hello out there, this is Samwise Didier, and you're listening to Hot's Cast for the Storm!
Five, four, three, two, one. Let the battle begin.
Hell yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, heroes of all ages, welcome back to the Heart of the Storm. This is episode number 42 of Hotscast, recorded 10 p.m. on the right coast, 3rd March 2015. Hotscast is the podcast for the people, the players, the heroes, covering all the awesome that is the Blizzard Entertainment brawler, Heroes of the Storm. I am your host, Vincent Minucci, a.k.a. Rillandoon. With me, as always, are my intrepid co-hosts, Mike, a.k.a. Fimless, a.k.a. I hate you because you have nice warm weather and I don't.
Woo! Yes, I had to wear a hat when I went outside today.
And yeah, I had to wear a hat too, but do you know why? Because there was frozen ice pellets hitting me in the head. That's why.
If I didn't, I would be sunburned, and that would be bad. But
don't hate on us. There is no sun on Hoth. You live in a weird state, and you don't live in Florida.
Someone
A, it's not weird.
There.
B, it's hot.
That's a personal decision.
It's hot.
Hoth.
Like
Tauntauns.
No. Hoth. Hoth. Well, you're Hoth, and we're hot. So. Okay. Well, I have my weekly. Hero quote, and this is from Benjamin Disraeli.
Okay.
If you know who that was.
I don't.
Nurture your mind with great thoughts. To believe in the heroic makes heroes.
Oh, I like that. Another excellent quote. I love these. You get some great quotes. So
I'm trying.
Kudos, sir. Kudos. I like it. What have you been playing this week?
I, of course, have continued the streak of not playing Heroes, except on our show, and continue to play Diablo 3, because I am somewhat addicted to
Oh my gosh, so addicted.
Yeah, I have my third seasonal character on its way up to 70, somewhere between 60 and 70 at this point, 62
at least.
I passed Paragon 100, which is amazing for me, because my non-seasonal characters are not even 100. Paragon level.
Yeah, mine aren't.
So that's pretty good for me.
I'm at like 83
yeah. So
non-seasonal.
I'm gonna, but nice. When the season's over, my
You'll
normal
convert.
Character can be like,
yeah, nice,
like crazy.
Very nice.
So, that's pretty cool, and it will probably be even farther because I've been having a great time playing and doing greater rifts and all sorts of fun stuff.
Awesome.
So that's cool, and I've been playing World of New Patch Garrison Craft.
Nice,
which added some additional garrison crafty things to do. Like, I now have 5 level 25 pets, because there is a new thing in the new level 3 garrison that lets you get a free-ish upgrade to level 25 for your battle pet. A battle pet.
Got to catch
and
them all.
I have
all,
5 level 100s.
Got to catch them all. Got to
so
catch them all.
I now have 5. So.
You're leveling fiend.
Yeah, I'm
you really are. It's incredible.
So,
yeah,
well, bravo,
I wish
sir.
That
bravo.
I could do that. Well, I can, but I just... Don't
just stay up a little late.
Yeah, right.
I need to sleep.
Hello, Mariella.
Happy too.
Hi.
Hello.
We can all say
everybody.
Hi. Hello. next up, we have Kaylee, a.k.a. Nerdy Char, a.k.a. I hate you as well because you have nice weather and I don't. Going for a theme here. Last week it was Oscars. This week is I hate you for your weather.
I like it. Yeah. Well, in another couple months... We'll be like sweating to death.
Super
yes.
Duper crazy hot.
And I'll be like,
hey, this is so awesome weather.
It's
look at 75. The new weather we have. Woo!
Yeah, I'll be 75. Late. I'll be late beautiful. To the show because I'll be soaking in the pool to stay alive. That's pretty much.
Yeah, just make sure there's no alligators in there before you jump in.
I'm too far away from the swampiness to have gators.
The swamp. Florida is one big swamp. I don't care what you say. It is a giant swamp.
I agree, but this particular like. Area of the state. There's no
swamp. It's just they filled it in all with concrete. They just
pretty much.
It full of concrete.
She's a little far north to get the alligators.
Yeah. We do have a lot of woods though,
we
so we have
around.
We have
woods?
Bears.
We have deer. We have deer.
Bear? There are bears in Florida?
Yes.
What?
In the city that I live in, we have bear sightings constantly. In fact, we actually have a safety email that was sent out to my company on how to be safe in the event that you encounter a bear.
Did you open your door to your apartment and then go, ah, it's a bear? Oh, wait, no, just Joel.
What, seriously, what color bears are? Is it black bear, brown bear?
Yeah, no, we seriously, like, when we were...
are there bears that escaped from a zoo at some point?
Sometime last year, there was actually a bear that was walking, like, around the parking lot, like, in the cars. And this woman freaked out, and she called, like, 911, and we're like, really? It's a bear. Like, it's not going to kill you. You're behind, like...
Just throw it a picnic windows. Basket. And you'll be okay.
Hey, well, boo-boo.
It wasn't Yogi Bear.
Got a picnic basket?
The picnic basket?
Throw your picnic basket at it.
That's what I learned from watching.
I don't think the Ranger is going to like that.
Throw the picnic basket at the bear and you'll be okay.
Hey, boo-boo.
It's all at once. Yes. It's all at once, really. It's just one picnic basket. So.
Yeah, no alligators, lots of bears.
Interesting.
We do have deer. Yeah. I almost run over deer all the time.
Yeah, the deer will destroy your car.
Oh, deer always win.
Neighborhood that has million-dollar homes, and we have deer wandering around.
Yeah. In car versus deer always win.
If you go a little farther east, we have wild boar that run around the road, too.
Yes, I do know that.
We have little ones around here.
They're migrating north, and they're making their way up through the Carolinas now, and they are destroying livestock like crazy, and they are actually organizing hunts. Where you can...
The boars are organizing hunts?
No, the state is organizing hunts.
No, that they were that organized.
No, the boars are not that organized. They haven't unionized yet. The boars have not unionized.
Union. They have P-I-G.
Yeah,
P-I-G.
Right. But they've actually made it that there's basically no restriction on what you can use to hunt the boars. Like, you can actually go out with spears and knives. Like, they don't even care.
They're just causing so
much rampant
destruction. Go out with a knife and let that thing, like, stab you with its tusk and see
how... The knife is a little...
Oh, no, they're dangerous. There's no doubt. Like, that's no joke.
We have little bitty boars that dig in our ground. They're little bit like this big.
Oh, no, these ones are, like, 300 pounds.
Yeah, no, but we have little ones that wander around and, like...
Did you name any of them Pumbaa?
The boars?
Yes.
No.
Do you have meerkats?
They don't smell meerkat.
I don't think it's... No, I don't think we have meerkats, but
you should get a pet meerkat. Yeah.
You should. That'd be cool.
Yes. And you should teach it how to sing Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Since I live that close to Disney, I really don't need to have additional...
Good point.
Lion King Matata. Anything.
Very good.
Personally, I think it just wafts over the sound. I hear it just coming.
Now that we've thoroughly derailed the show,
we've derailed the show. Never mind.
My video game quote this week is, and I didn't get any tweets last week, listeners. So,
dude, that was the most obscure quote ever.
I know, but this one's less obscure. Somebody should get this.
Remind me what it was. It was like the wall is blue or something. It was like the most obscure thing. What was it?
I don't remember. I'll pull up the notes in a second. But, okay, so this week's quote is, "You exist because we allow it, and you will end because we demand it." Name.
That was me! No, I did it.
It was not. Name that game. Tweet me.
Man, I don't know that either. I don't know it. I really don't.
Uh-oh. Everybody's
Do not know it.
That's okay.
Yes. I do not know it. What have you been playing this week?
A whole lot of nothing. I had a really lame week where I didn't game, but that's why I've been looking forward to tonight. And I bought the Nexus bundle, so now I have like a bajillion champs, and I have my rainbow unicorn. Oh, my unicorn!
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm totes excited.
So you can look weird. Right?
I've got heartburn so bad. I'm looking to see if I have any antacid. I am dying.
Just go outside and open your mouth and go
No, that's great. That's good because we don't have much to talk about because there wasn't a lot of news. So we're gonna play some games soon.
Yay!
Yay!
We did actually. I asked the live Twitch audience if they had any topics they'd like us to talk about since we didn't have a lot of news. And Reiki25 said, linked some information about Blizz being at PAX East. We mentioned that a little bit last week, but is there any new news on there? I don't remember.
Nothing yet, but I was actually right up until we started this call talking to one Mr. Adam Eastwood, and he is going to be on the floor at PAX getting all the news and he will be joining us next Tuesday. So we will have a up-to-the-minute report. We'll find out exactly what they were talking about in terms of heroes, in terms of Overwatch, in terms of everything. So thank you, Reiki. But, yeah, unfortunately, I don't think they've talked about much what they're going to be talking about. However, they did mention Overwatch will be playable on the floor. So there will be some news in that regard. But we shall see. Like I said, Adam will be joining us next Tuesday with the PAX report. But of course, this weekend, there's only one thing that matters, and that is the Philadelphia Union home opener. As I said last week, that is the only thing that matters. So at the moment, one thing does matter. Well, more than one thing. But the sales and the free hero rotation. So, what can we spend our money on this week? Mike. Since you're smiling goofily at me.
Sure. I always smile goofily at Okay. This week, if you do not own the amazing and awesome hero named Tychus.
Love him.
Woo. He's awesome. You may pick him up for the low, low price of only $3.24 US dollar. Other prices in other realms.
That's maybe, like 37 cents in euros. Or something. I don't think it's that.
It'll probably be like €4 or something instead, because it'll be more expensive. They don't convert it to the same equivalence.
Oh, they don't. Oh, they don't do that. Oh.
No, it's
sorry.
Equivalent
guys.
Like buying power, not equivalent dollars.
Not equivalent currency wise.
No. So like, if it's still like, say, if bread was €3 there and $3 here, then that would be kind of the same idea.
Gotcha. How many dong is it
generally?
What is that in dong?
Ding.
Ding.
Ding dong. If we didn't already have a
if we didn't show, already have a show title, right. That would be it right there.
I think I just named it. Okay, so the skin for sale this week is the Iron Claw Rhaegar skin, which is pretty nice looking skin, if you wish. We've killed Rill. I think he's done. His heartburn is gone. He just can't breathe anymore. Sale price for the... He can't breathe. Someone's got... If there was a Heimlich for laughing too hard, we'd have to give it to him.
Yeah.
I don't think there is such a thing. Is there a procedure for if you're laughing too hard to stop laughing? I don't know. You're going to get the hiccups. You're going to laugh.
Somewhere. Oh, no.
That would be bad. I just mentioned it. Now you're going to get them. The witch is dead. Okay. Iron Claw Rhaegar skin is $3. Anyone not watching the video will needs to go right now. Stop listening to the podcast. On your just listening, and you have to watch Rill just completely lose his crap, and he's left. He can't listen to me anymore because he just can't stop laughing because we're making fun of him laughing so hard.
It hurts my face.
Ernie's having a trouble laughing, not laughing either.
I had to like stand up and stretch. My stomach hurts so bad from laughing.
See? Told you.
I am so mature that I laughed that much at Ding Dong.
You should have said it again. Oh my god!
You're like 10.
This is why my wife constantly tells me how immature I am, and you know what? She's completely right.
Come on. $3.74 for the Iron Claw Rhaegar skin. I finally got that out. And if you do not yet have the Dire Wolf mount, or if you do, I don't know why you'd buy it again, because you can't. Dire Wolf mount is on sale for $3.74. The Dire Wolf mount is pretty cool. There aren't a lot of mounts in the game, so to have a mount on sale for that cheap is pretty cool.
Yeah. I think there's only, seven?
It's only like six or, yeah. Not all of them are purchasable.
No.
Like the carpet is not.
Right.
Golden Cyberwolf is not yet, I don't think.
You have to get the gigantor.
Yeah, you can't just buy
bundle.
It by itself. So right. You have to buy it in a bundle. And I don't think you can get the carpet at all right now.
Right.
Because it's not.
It's out of the. Yeah, that.
And the bundles now are. The other thing is, I believe a bunch of the bundles are gone, right? The Nazebo bundle's done. Some other bundle's done. I don't know. Bundles are.
The Lunar Festival one.
The Lunar, yeah,
Lunar right. Festival bundle. Yeah. The Lunar Festival is...
Right.
So all that stuff is gone from the store, but we have it on good authority that the mounts that are exclusive to those bundles will at some point appear in the store as individual purchasable mounts.
Yes, which will be nice. Nope. All right, I think I'm recovered enough to give the free hero rotation for the week starting Tuesday, March 3rd, which, hey, that's today.
It is.
We have the Diablo, this guy right here with the rock fist right there.
Diablo.
Yes, him. Diablo. Excuse me, Diablo Mount Furion. Some guy named Stitches. I don't know. Do you know anything about that hero there, Kaylee? Stitches? You know?
Stitches is the bestest.
Vala, I don't play that one. Who's also a fave of
I never one miss ever played Vala.
She's horrible. She's horrible.
Zeratul, who was in the alpha, the favorite of a good friend of the show, Nevik. I don't know who he's playing much these days, but he was all about the Zeratul. No treble, just all about the Zeratul. If you are
the Gazlo.
Yes. If you are player level 12 or above, you can play the Gazlo. And if you are player level 15 or above, you can play Tassadar. And I love me some Tassadar. Tassadar is very fun, very, very fun caster. And speaking of caster, we've got some skins to talk about. So, Kaylee, what do we got for skins?
So you can buy, as of today, Tempest Regalia Jaina. We talked about her a little bit, awesome. But she's so cool looking. It's like such awesome. A homage to World of Warcraft. I love it.
Yes.
And
she's
got a skirt.
Yes.
Yes.
And of course, I'm happy about
that. Rage against the Jaina pants.
And Tempest Regalia Jaina is $7.49. And then the other skin that was released today is Zerg Hunter Zeratul. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. They made him really, like, armory-looking.
He looks like the Predator.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
Well, the entire race looked kind of like they were modeled a little after Predator. So, not a little.
Yeah, I could see
a little, but not a ton. Like, not as much as kind they of, could be, but...
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Little influence. They were influenced. Their design was influenced by the Predator... alien.
Right.
I can see that.
So there will be a link.
$9.99.
He's $9.99, yes. And there'll be a link, as always, in the show notes. Head over to hotscast.com to see said links, because they are always there. And so you can get them there. Redundancy is redundant. Sorry. All right, let's head over to the community spotlight. Kaylee, you found an awesome article for us at the Escapist magazine. I love that name, by the way. So give us a rundown.
Read it all the time.
What'd you find? Do you really? You read Escapist?
Yeah.
I mean, Escapist that's one of my website.
Like Escapist.
Occasional check-ins, but not like constant.
Yeah.
I need to read it more.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It is.
Author Stephen Bogos was talking about how much he loves Heroes of the Storm. He said his only complaint, being a MOBA player, being a MOBA lover, is that the cost of stuff in the store seems a little out of whack at the moment. So he was just sort of making comparisons. You know, if you do the equivalent gameplay in other MOBAs, you seem to earn more in-game currency than you do currently in Heroes of the Storm. And the average cost of a new champion, it says, for example, the most expensive champion in League of Legends will only set you back around $7. However, the most expensive hero in Heroes of the Storm can be $10. So, I mean, $3 is a pretty big gap when you add up 100 heroes. You know, I mean, that's
right.
I mean, not that it really is matters or is relevant, but there are also like 80 times more heroes in League for them to get you to buy.
Right. So. And he did say that. But the other thing, you know, he pointed out that, you know, this genre...
I agree.
The aim of a lot of the games in this genre is to pump out a ton of heroes so you have a lot of variety, you have a lot of options. And he's saying, like, in Dota 2, heroes are completely free for everyone right from the get-go, and then there is Smite, who offers the Ultimate God Pack. So for $39.99, not only do you get all of the current heroes, but all of the future ones that come out for one single price.
I got that.
Which you got.
I love that structure. Right. I think that's a great
I don't play it, but I got it.
But it would
never play. Someday I could go in and play any god that I felt like playing because I paid $40.
Here's an interesting question. Will that count towards when Smite goes on to Xbox One if you play it on that?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
But didn't they say, isn't the whole point
that it's interoperable? If the heroes will transfer over, then yeah.
Well, no, I think, weren't they actually saying that like PC players and Xbox One players will actually be playing against each other? Like, they'll actually be playing on the same servers?
I think so, but I think that you... I don't know if your account would work on both.
I don't know.
Like, I think it'd be still might be a new account because right. of the it works.
Well, so, I mean, like, EA makes you log into that BS Origin BS yes. for,
yes, Origin
you BS. Know, like Kingdoms of Amalur and whatnot. I had to log into yes. Origin every freaking time I logged into it. Origin sucks, yeah, by the way. Yeah. EA, if you're listening, it sucks. Sorry. Give it up. They're not listening, but that's okay. They may be. I don't know. That's whatever.
Well, definitely Kingdoms of Amalur people are not because...
probably not.
They don't exist as a group anymore.
Not as a group.
Individually, yes.
Individually. Not,
like, been wiped off the face of the earth or something.
Right. Just, not to get too existential. I mean, they're still...
Yeah,
living.
They're still there.
Did you, right.
Yeah. As far as we know. I mean, I've been checked in recently.
Right. This is true. It's funny. Like, it's interesting to compare to Dota 2 because we talked about this way back. I mean, a year ago. I ended up playing fewer heroes in... Do they call them heroes in Dota 2? Yeah, they do call them heroes in Dota 2. No, champion. No, heroes. They call them heroes in Dota 2.
Whatever.
Playing fewer heroes in Dota 2 than I ever played in League. Because they were free, it was almost overwhelming. Like, I could pick any of them. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, well, this is weird. Like, I can just pick any? Like, and I always, literally, I played two. I played the Windranger and Pyromancer dude or something. I forget his name.
I played Batrider.
Never played Batrider. Yeah. But it was strange being free. Like, yeah. I don't know. I felt weird about it. It actually felt weird. But I will not argue that the prices on Heroes stuff is a little crazy at the moment. They are too high.
Yeah, we've said that before.
And we've said that.
I think in some of the ways that the reason why they're this price right now is that they're not sure. They're looking at, like, there's how many heroes we have,
right.
and we don't want people to buy them all so quickly. I think that's really – they're trying to gate in summer. This is Blizzard, remember. They tend to do this. They tend to try to gate things. They don't want someone to come in and have every hero right away.
Right.
They want to make it difficult to do that. They don't want it because if they make it cheap enough, some people will go, let's buy them all. And that's why they don't want to have one pack that lets you buy them all. Because they don't want that. They want you to have this progression. That's Blizzard's thing. They have a progression. They want you to earn things. They want you to move forward. And it's not just about making money, which I'm sure a lot of it is. I think it's a lot about gating your access to the game and also gating your enjoyment of the game. So instead of, like with Dota, boom, you have everything. Now it's overwhelming. Now you're kind of like, oh, what do I do? And you don't play.
You know? I can attest to that.
Or you just have a lot of heroes and then you're done and you – don't play anymore because I don't have anything to gain now.
I mean, it's true. I can attest to that because when I joined League, the game had been out for 3 years. So there was already over 100 champions to choose from.
Right.
And I have experienced friends who've been playing since beta telling me, oh, this is your playstyle. You'll like this one. And so, like, I played that one and got really comfortable with it. And then the problem became not that yes, there's a problem when you're not have to play other champs because if you're playing ranked matches, you do need to be well-versed in all the lanes and all the different types of champs. But it really restricted my capability to be good at the game for a long time because I didn't know what the other champions did by not playing them. So I didn't know how to counter them. And that's a huge part of MOBA playing is not just picking for your strengths, but knowing how to counter other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yep. So, I mean, if you have all of them available to you, it really is overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
You kind of need to. Yeah. But on the same token, I would say
it is
that...
It's nice for, like, going into Hero League, because have them available to you.
I mean, I would say that the cost isn't necessary, because the gate comes from having to level each hero. Like,
a little bit,
I mean,
yeah.
Not everybody plays like I do, but the way
personally,
that
Personally, I'd rather get rid of that and keep the cost. Not that as high as it is, but I'd rather get rid of that gating part and keep the
right.
at least some monetary involvement in it.
But I mean, right. for me, I mean, I know not everybody plays the way that I play, but for me, what my plan is as I'm leveling to 40 is to kind of just max out one champ at a time. So once Vala hits 10, I'm going to probably switch to Nova or, you know, whoever else I decide I want to and get them to 10, mm-hmm. you know, because.
Or another hero that ends with an A.
Yeah. No, it's just basically, that's how I learned is practice. Nice. So I'm feeling like if I get them to 10, then I really get them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
so.
You guys have seen my Vala game when I first started versus now. I mean, I've definitely improved.
It's totally different. Yeah.
And it, you know, and I mean, that's just, you know, I think that gating is enough that they don't need to also make the prices crazy high.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think necessarily that the prices are crazy high in order to gate it completely. I think a lot of it is also their test. They're kind of trying, okay, what if it's this high? Also because they have very few. So if they're trying to make money, this is how much. They know what they can, what people are buying.
And they know their Blizzard fans will pay anything because we're all obsessed and we don't care.
Pretty much,
we will bankrupt ourselves to buy things.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, that's not a
I would like it if they were cheaper, but I'm also willing in some respects to wait for the bundles and the sales and stuff to get certain heroes if necessary. Or if I really want it, like Thrall, I was like, I'm going to get them. You know, when a couple other ones come out, I'm going to get them. But...
I mean, he actually, like, he went into calculating the in-game currency and this, like, he basically,
really deep
in detail. And basically, in Heroes, you're looking on average 26 hours to unlock a new hero versus in League, it's 17. So that's a 9-hour difference. That's big.
Huge.
I mean, time is a currency. You know, that's
yep.
in any business in life, time is currency. And that's something we've talked about is that it takes too long to buy heroes with gold. It just flat out does.
Yep. If you're doing with gold, it's a lot longer.
Yeah.
And it's silly that they are so concerned with the gameplay making it short and then they incredibly lengthen the amount of time to buy a champion.
Right. Yeah, because
well, once
17...
again, though, I think a lot of it is still because they have so few champions. Because once again, I think they don't want it. If they made it real easy, like they did at the beginning, go back to the original Alpha,
right?
Easy to get gold. Really easy to get gold. Easy to get tons of gold. When you had tons of gold, you buy all the heroes. Now you have nothing to buy. Oh, what do I use my gold for? Oh, now we have the artifact. Oh, no, that doesn't work. You know, so.
No, don't bring up artifacts. Don't do that.
Why do you bring this up?
Don't do that. Yeah, I know. But that's the thing is that was the reason why, some reason why they brought that out was a gold sink, something to use your gold for. If, because of the way they've changed it now to how you're earning gold and that your gold is not as easy to earn, they don't have to have the gold sinks. Now, when they have 150 champions or heroes, sorry, we've gone back. Too many talking about different things. Mm-hmm. 150 heroes, they don't have to do that anymore because it is much harder. You could get, you know, 8,000 gold a match and you still buy all the, you know, the heroes for a while because, you know. So I think that's part of it is they're looking at, okay, well, how fast can you buy heroes? We don't want you to buy them that fast because we want you to have something to strive for, some reason to come back and play other than just playing because some people need that. Some people don't. Some people do. We know Blizzard, they want to be for everybody. So they want to give everybody a goal in some way, you know, so therefore for some people, that's their goal is to unlock champions. And if you just kept unlocking them, yeah, it feels great right for now, but then you've unlocked them all. Now, what do you do? Now you stop playing.
Right.
I think the problem is they probably lowered the gold a little. Yeah. I think they nerfed the gold intake or the income just a little too hard. Just one notch less of nerf, and it would have been okay.
Yeah.
One
thing he didn't take into account, I mean, he took into account the daily quests. He takes into account the win and loss amount of gold. But what he doesn't take into account is the gold you get from leveling the heroes. Because if you go through the hero leveling,
right,
you can level them decently quickly, and you get a lot of gold from that. Well, now, you do run out of that income after a while because you have to get heroes to get it.
Four to five is a big jump.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. But this, when you look at the amount of matches it takes, though, here's something that's big. 17 matches in League is – or, sorry, 17 hours of play in League is 18 to 19 matches, maybe 20. 26 hours in Heroes is 50 to 55 matches.
That's a very valid point.
That's a lot. Because I don't disagree. Well, that also, could be 37 losses in a row.
That's if – the other thing is that's also if you are trying to do it as quickly as possible, and I agree with that.
Right.
But there's also like I'll not play for a few times, and I have three daily quests. So in terms of the actual play time to finish those three daily quests may not be the same amount of time if I was doing them every day as they came up. To finish them and maybe play additional to get a little bit of gold, I can get them a lot faster by doing all three at the same time. Sometimes they overlap. So I think you probably can lower the amount a little bit on the hero side, but I don't disagree. I think they should lower the cost in gold some and the cost in dollar some across the board.
Right.
Just to kind of make it a little bit easier to move forward, especially with Hero League and Team League coming up and needing these extra heroes in order to really compete in there.
Yeah, because you could find yourself, you know, even owning 10 heroes, you could find yourself with two choices because every hero, you know, you own has already been taken away.
And you also can own ones you aren't necessarily versed in or like.
Right.
In which, and you may end up feeling like you have to take something that either isn't one of the best things for your comp of your team because what you have left sucks for that, or something else. Like, you could just own a bunch of assassins and still go in, and your whole team has picked, like, assassins. And
now you're a five-assassin team.
And now you have nothing. You can only pick another assassin. So that can screw up your comp because you haven't been buying or able to buy these other heroes. Now you should, but that's besides the point.
Well, that would probably be maybe you want to strategize in group chat beforehand.
Yes, yeah, I would hope.
There's a point there.
I only have assassins.
You really don't have much time. Before the first pick, you've got, what, 15 seconds?
It doesn't take you very – they really need to give you more time for that.
There needs to be more time. La, la, la. That goes too fast. Yeah, it really does.
So anyway, I don't know. I don't disagree with him. I don't necessarily think it's as bad right now anyway as it could be. But I think over time, as they add more and more heroes, I think they're going to have to start kind of rolling the prices even more down than necessarily they have been. I think they're going to have to – because, like, League did that too. Like – the newer heroes are expensive, and then as they add new ones, the older ones kind of roll down price lower and lower. So I think if they started that, and maybe that's where they're going, is this whole idea. So now they're starting them at a little higher, and as they start adding more and more heroes, maybe they'll roll the prices down a little bit more on the older heroes.
Right.
And then we'll start seeing that better breadth of pricing, where you don't have to buy those new expensive heroes. You can just go ahead and buy the lower end ones, especially if you're new.
Right.
So, I don't know.
It's a good article, and it's a short article. Yeah. It's really, it's not, it's like a 4-minute read. So, head to the show notes and check it out, because it is a very good article.
I like the guy's last name.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I didn't look.
What?
Bogos. Buy one, get
one. Oh, Bogos. Buy one, get one. That's it. Buy one, get one, three.
Exactly.
Nice. Very nice. You know, I didn't put this in the show notes, but I will talk about it in the community spotlight section because we have been getting a lot of emails, particularly pertaining to the beta keys, and we are so happy to give out beta keys, guys. We're thrilled that Blizzard PR hooked us up with them, so we're thrilled that we're able to give them out to you guys. I didn't ask anybody permission to use their name on air, so I'm not going to. But I will just say some of the feedback we're getting is just so awesome. I mean, people just being so super cool and telling us, you know, how much they love the show, and, you know, they're trying to get their brother to play the game or the friend, and you know, we're helping them out because they weren't able to get in the beta. And it's just some of the coolest things that people are saying, like just how, you know, they're an avid listener to the show. They love it. They listen to it every week. They love our banter. They love when we go off topic, which is most of the time.
It's great to hear people say that.
But seriously,
if they don't, they're going to stop listening very soon, especially this episode.
It's just awesome to hear that. You know, it's cool to hear, that something you do and, you know, just for the passion of it is appreciated.
What? You're not paying us?
Yeah, just know
you said
that,
you had the check in the mail.
Dang it.
Yeah, it is in the mail. Yes, yes. I sent it by Boar. We'll see how. It's on the tape to the back of a Boar.
I think someone speared it.
They probably speared the Boar, yes. Yes, sorry. And my bank ran out of checks. And yeah.
It happens. Yeah. I understand.
But thank you guys. Seriously, all the people that I've talked to in the last week or so, thank you so much for all the really kind words. We love the show. We love doing it. And we love you guys, the listeners. I mean, that's why we do it. We love interacting with you. We love talking about heroes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It was awesome. We do have more beta keys available. So it's very simple. Just shoot us an email. Let us know that you'd like a beta key. And just help us out by following us on Twitter, Facebook, you know, Google+, YouTube, Twitch. There's, you know, a million different ways you can follow us, and all those things help us because it makes us more visible, which brings more people into the fold, more people listening, and it just grows the community. And, you know, there's no, you know, secret sauce to the success of a podcast. It's the more listeners you grow, the better community you grow, the better the show is.
The secret sauce is you guys.
That's it. That's so true. Listeners is the secret sauce. To any good podcast, it is the listeners that make it good.
Tasty secret sauce.
Yes. On a sesame seed bun. Pickles, lettuce, tomato.
That's kind of awkward.
Right, it is a little awkward, yes. I do have one epic fail, actually, real quick, before we get off. It has to do with Tychus, who's on sale, so this is appropriate. I played a few matches this past week, and one of them, I will admit, I was not entirely focused on this monitor that I'm pointing to. That's the monitor that has Heroes playing on it. I was kind of looking a lot at this monitor here. I forget what I was watching. What the heck was I watching? Oh my gosh, I was rewatching King Arthur, which I love that movie, but man, it is bad. They really did a bad job with that movie. I enjoy it, but it's bad. So I'm watching King Arthur and I'm playing a match and we were doing pretty well. Actually, we were up most of the match. We ended up losing. What's that?
Your cat catch on fire?
No, my cat. Yes, it did actually. Yes. But, no, we were doing pretty decently. It was kind of back and forth for a while. It looked like we had secured the win. Then we ended up losing. And at the very end, one of the people on my team, I hadn't said a word to anybody on the team the whole time. Not a word. I did my typical GLHF at the beginning and that's it. At the very end, this guy, he says GG. And then the next line, Tychus. I was playing Tychus. And then the next line was bad. I'm like, what the hell? So I look at the summary because I really wasn't paying attention. I had the highest takedowns. I had the highest hero damage. I had the highest XP contribution, and I had the, like, third to highest deaths. So I'm thinking to myself, how, like, bad? What, like, how? Like, I don't understand where he's qualifying that. Like, we did not team fight at all. Everybody was scattered all over the map. There was no, like, it was, I mean, it's Garden of Terror, which Garden of Terror, you just run around like a maniac with your head cut off anyway. Chicken with your head cut off, not a maniac with your head cut off.
Because a maniac
with their head cut off just falls on the ground, but a chicken still runs around.
Maniac kind of just
maniac toppled. Chicken, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, Garden of Terror is one of those maps. It's crazy. Like you're all over the place, and I was like, what does that make me, like, how does that make me bad? Did your
run around like a Kerrigan with
Kerrigan
a head off?
Wing fell off? Yeah. I need to super glue my Kerrigan. She falls apart so much.
She kind of looks like a chicken though.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You so much.
She kind of looks like a chicken.
She does look like a chicken. You're right.
She's missing a wing.
Yeah.
Well, I have only one wing too. Yeah.
Just one wing. You ate the wing.
One
wing.
I did have one other funny thing though. Little... Actually, this was kind of an epic wing because we did end up winning the match. So this guy is in the match trying to sell his league account. He's like, you know, if anybody wants to buy my League account, because I'm done. He's like, I've been playing League for years, but, you know, I'm Heroes is my game now. I'm done playing League. You know, follow me or add me. And like halfway through the match, he's like, Rillandoon, you know, want to add me after the match? And I wrote him back. I said, I don't play League, but you're welcome to add me. Because I knew that's what he was getting at. He wouldn't even sell me his account. He's like, oh, is this your first MOBA? And so we're talking the whole time, like while we're playing. Like, we had so much text going back and forth. It was ridiculous. And he had mentioned at one point that he was lagging. And he said, is anybody else? I said, yes, but I have Comcast, so I always lag. And he says, what's that? I'm like, huh? I said, Comcast, the most hated company in all of the United States. He goes, oh, am I playing on the North American server? I was like, yeah. I'm like, where are you? He writes back, Tunisia. All right. I was like, that's awesome. I said, I've not been there yet, but I've always wanted to go. You may
be lagging because you're in Tunisia.
Yeah, you're in Tunisia, right. I said, it's definitely on my list of...
It doesn't matter if you're on Comcast or not. I think it's the place you happen to be in,
right,
compared to where the servers are,
yeah,
is probably the reason you're lagging.
And I said, you know, I haven't been there yet, but I promise you I will get there at some point. You know, I've always wanted to go. And he like does ?? You've heard of Tunisia? I was like, yeah. He's like, how? I said,
geography class?
I paid attention in school and I like history. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. It was just an interesting conversation. But I found it interesting that he would be on the North American server, not the European server.
Probably from Jersey.
He didn't know. It genuinely seemed like he didn't know what Comcast was. If you're from Jersey, you know what Comcast is.
You still could not know what Comcast is. You never know. No,
Jersey Comcast started
as from Utah.
Adelphia Cable. Maybe it's from Utah. No, even Utah, they know what Comcast is. Comcast is voted the most hated company in America 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
I think.
This is funny.
But then EA beat them.
Tell the story. Never mind. I won't tell it. I won't tell it on the air. I'll tell you guys before we go after. On at some point in time. Remind me to tell you.
Can I read the lovely Facebook
post? Oh, yeah. Please.
Yes, read the Facebook post. Yes.
This was such a nice thing to say. I almost shed a tear. I was so touched. But Michael S.
Did it complete you? Tear?
It did. It did. I was so thrilled. I was like, don't look at this. Look what somebody said. But,
Crystal.
Michael S. left us a really nice note of encouragement on Facebook, and he said, you guys are doing an amazing job, loving the podcast, and the way you all interact with one another makes it an enjoyable experience for me to listen to all the way down here in Australia, which blew my mind.
Australia!
Somebody in flipping Australia listens to us.
That's awesome.
You gotta look down when you leave.
Yes.
Somebody in the future is listening to us.
When I'm someone stuck at work, future. Unable to play some heroes. Someone from the so
that's
we,
awesome.
We make his work day better by...
Probably working right now. Well, no, he's probably on his way to work right now. No.
They're 11 hours ahead, I think?
It's in the it's in the afternoon right now. He's coming back from lunch.
Isn't it 24 hours?
No, it's like 11.
No.
Like 11 to 12. They're like on the other
Oh,
side.
That's right. They're
24 yes. hours ahead of us would be right here tomorrow.
Is that how... Well, they're in the future.
Just here. You would be right here.
It's
you
like 24 Friday hours is the Australia whole way
around,
right now.
All the way around the globe, back to here.
It is currently Friday.
Because that's how far
March
the sun,
6th like in we Australia. Turn,
the sun goes around. It's not really goes around. We go
that's
turn
awesome.
Around 24 hours. That's how it works.
Thank you very much, Michael. That's really awesome to hear.
Yes.
We are so glad that we make
the one there.
Your work time more bearable. Because listen, we all have jobs and. They all suck. No, actually, I enjoy my new job. I just hope I actually make enough money to pay my bills. Hopefully,
yes.
We'll see. But I do enjoy my new job, thankfully. But that's awesome. Thank you very much. Really, we appreciate that. And we appreciate all our listeners. You guys are awesome. Seriously, truly, amazingly awesome. And we do have more beta keys. So if you need one, if you have a friend that needs one, if you want to get somebody into the game, let us know. Shoot us an email. Simple as that. Hotscast@gmail.com. And
you can buy the founders pack.
And you don't have to buy the founders pack. That's exactly right. We're saving you money. We're helping you. Help us help you. Send us an email. It's as simple as that.
Buy some other heroes that you actually want.
This is right. You can find the show on Twitter at Hotscast. I am at Rillandune. That is R-I-L-A-N-D-U-N-E. Kaylee is at Nerdychar, N-E-R-D-I-C-H-A-R. And Mike is at Fimlys, F-I-M-L-Y-S. Head to the show's homepage at Hotscast.com for links to our Facebook, Google+, YouTube pages, show notes, videos, and more. You can email the show at hotscast@gmail.com. Let us know if you'd like a beta key. It's as simple as that. For all the services you could possibly think of that relate to a podcast, we can be found as Hotscast. But if you find then one where we're not, let us know and we shall fix it. We are a proud member of Catalyst Gaming Media, part of the D20 Crit Alliance. Head over to catalystgamingmedia.com for such awesome shows as, oh, I don't know, Twist Another Blogcast starring one Mike Fimlys. Also, things like Frozen Nerds and Training Dummies and those guys over on the Nexus podcast. We know them. We love them. They're awesome. D20 Crit also has such awesome shows like Charred Hearts with Kaylee and some guy, random guy from, you know, the Nexus. That's okay. We don't have to talk about him.
Random geeky guy.
Some geeky guy
who also happens to be on a show called Geek or Die, which also happens to have someone else from this. We podcast too much. You guys realize that? We really do.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't
Adam
tell you.
Adam said he needs to have a show just with me because he has
with Kaylee and I. Yeah, that's true. I don't know if you, well, no, because it's probably not posted yet. Last night when we did Geek or Die, I actually started, quote unquote, I registered a domain and a Twitter handle and all for another podcast.
Oh, so, my gosh.
There's a game in Kickstarter right now, called Crowfall. And it is by the makers of Ultima Online, which is one of the most formative things of my life.
Oh, yeah.
And Shadowbane, which is only possibly eclipsed in formation of my geek life by Ultima Online. And I am so freaking out about this game that I registered a domain during a recording of the show. So For Whom the Crow Falls is forthcoming. So, just saying, For Whom the Crow Falls .com. I don't know why I had metallic on the brain, I guess.
Will this be like your 26th podcast?
I have no time to, I don't even have time to play the freaking games that I podcast about. That's the problem. Head to catalystgamingmedia.com and d20crit.com for all of that stuff. Help us out. Leave us a review on Stitcher and iTunes and or iTunes if you use either of those, or leave us a review on whatever podcatcher you are using. If it has a review functionality, it helps more people find us. And again, that helps the show. That helps it get better. The audience. The audience is what makes a good show. And until next time, folks, never stop asking yourself the eternal question, who is your hero? Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys!
Oh shit.
Nuclear launch detected.
I rolled a 20.
Yeesh.
Nice.
Yes, I did. It's very nice.
It is.
That's the second time we ended a show like that.